This is JIS News. Coming up, JCF to redouble its crime-fighting efforts, government working to transform and strengthen public procurement system, and SRC begins project to eliminate rhizome rot in local Jinja. The news in detail after the break.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXE passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, says it will redouble its effort to rid the nation of acts of criminality while focusing more on community policing this new year. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says through initiatives such as Unite for Change, the police have put significant effort into building stronger partnerships with citizens.
Although we have seen progress in a number of critical areas, we witnessed an unwelcome increase in 2015 when it came to murders. But we will not be deterred nor daunted by this setback. We're in this fight to win. The nation cannot allow a minority of heartless and selfish individuals to rob our citizens and our children of the right to live and grow up in safe and peaceful communities.
Mr. Bunting was speaking at the JCF's annual 2016 devotion exercise at the Office of the Commissioner of Police Monday. He also challenged members of the JCF to guard the trust placed in them by citizens and perform their duties with the highest level of discipline and professionalism at all times. Government is working to transform and strengthen its public procurement system in order to ensure greater transparency and efficiency in the management of the process. Director General in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Diane McIntosh, says public procurement, which accounts for approximately 30% of gross domestic product, GDP, is a high priority area for the government. She says government has introduced information and communications technology and incorporated new procedures in order to streamline the public procurement process.
International standards have been attained in all stages of the public procurement process, from planning and requirements definition to the award, signing and administration of contracts, and the accomplishment of significant milestones.
Ms. McIntosh was addressing the CARIFORUM EU Public Procurement Capacity Building Program at the Mona Visitors Lodge Monday. The CARIFORUM EU Public Procurement Capacity Building Program is a 5-day training course targeting a select cohort of procurement practitioners, public officials, and policymakers in Jamaica. The Scientific Research Council, SRC, is undertaking a breeding program in partnership with the International Atomic Energy Agency to modify the genes of ginger affected by rhizome rot. Executive Director of the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says the process, which seeks to eliminate the fungus that affects locally produced ginger, involves exposing the ginger to radiation, then vaccinating it with the fungus to test the resistance of the plant.
We're assessing the plants for the degree of resistance. We're hoping by the end of financial year 2016-2017, we should have confirmed the resistance profile so we can start mass producing the plants for introduction into the field.
Rhizome rot, which is spread by a fungus known as Fusarium, causes the ginger plant to wilt and turn yellow. The fungus affects both the Jamaican yellow and blue ginger. Meanwhile, the Scientific Research Council, SRC, is using tissue culture to increase the quality and yield of the sugarloaf and other types of pineapples in Jamaica. Executive Director of the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says the council is also cleaning the planting materials to prevent microbes or soil-borne pests. He points out that the pineapple plant is not traditionally grown using tissue culture techniques, but instead farmers would normally use seedlings or suckers. However, Dr. Riley says in using the seedlings or suckers, farmers risk transferring whatever weaknesses the parent plant had to the offspring.
With tissue culture, you don't have to wait that time. You want to plant pineapples to tell us how much you want. Within a month or 2 months, we can produce a quantity. We made them available to farmers at all levels. Persons can just walk into the SRC and buy the planet, or we produce at larger volumes for commercial entities or large-scale farms.
Dr. Riley was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He suggests that for large-scale production and greater access to improved quality planting materials, tissue culture is definitely the way to go. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.